And now, dictation for Michael Frederick, Frederick, March 8, 54, addressed as a letter to Dr. Anu Mohan. Attention, Rebecca, Rebecca, Hertz, Hirtz, 810-275-0307. Dear Dr. Mohan and Mrs. Hertz, consultation for Mr. Frederick, 72 years old gentleman. With protein in the urine. He's been diagnosed with diabetes at least for the last 10 years. He does have peripheral vascular disease that has required a number of interventions. Dr. Hakani, H-A-Q-U-A-N-I, with eventual amputation, first toe right-sided, first and second toe on the left-sided. This is 3-4 years ago. The placement of angioplasty stent, no bypass was done. Recent ultrasound Doppler stents are open. Does have neuropathy up to the ankles. Presently, he denies any change of weight, appetite, no vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, no bleeding, no urinary symptoms. He's not aware of cloudiness of blood. No open ulcers, stable neuropathy, trying to be physically active. He has obesity, denies chest pain, denies increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, neuropathy. Previously documented fatty liver. There is also extensive changes on aorta on prior imaging. He's not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures. He denies coronary artery disease or procedure. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, or valve abnormalities, no hepatitis, no kidney stones. Denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral cataracts, appendix, procedures, lower extremities as indicated above. Next paragraph, medications, aspirin, low-dose lisinopril, Lipitor, metformin, Plavix, no anti-inflammatory agents, no reported allergies. He starts smoking age 21, up to 2 packs per day, although discontinued back in 1999. Minor alcohol. No family history of kidney disease. Review system done. On physical exam, 71 inches tall, weight 227, blood pressure 130/74 on the left, 130/80 on the right. No gross respiratory distress, pleasant alert, oriented 9-4, normal eye movements, has no teeth or dentures. His voice, typical for a person who smokes. No facial asymmetry, mild decreased hearing, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, minor carotid bruise, no gross JVD, lungs distant clear, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia, no gross ascites, masses, tenderness, does have femoral bruise, left more than right, decreased pulses, no edema, non-focal. He admits marijuana, smoking but no drugs. Next paragraph, recent chemistries are from January. Normal cell count, hemoglobin, platelets, cholesterol well controlled, LDL 47, unfortunately low HDL 32, triglycerides well controlled, less than 150, has normal kidney function, sodium, potassium, acid base, albumin, calcium and liver testing. There was protein in the urine, no blood, albumin creatinine ratio up to April 2025 was less than 30, October increased to 146, January this year 35. Last A1C progressively recent 6.9, 71, 73, 76. PSA has been elevated at 4.6. Back in 2024, December, there was a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with and without contrast. Question, hepatocellular disease. No enlargement of the spleen. Kidneys normal size without obstruction. There is vascular calcifications. No stones, masses. Question, cyst. There is evidence of atherosclerosis aorta. Moderate ostial stenosis celiac artery with calcified plaque. Superior mesenteric artery is open. There is an area of severe narrowing, 2 centimeters. They do not report any other arterial stenosis. They call Bosniak cyst bilateral stage 1-2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low-level proteinuria documented in 2 opportunities, although trending back to normal. A person who has diabetes, probably hypertension, at least for the last 10 years with preserved kidney function, no other urinary abnormalities, no documented obstruction or urinary retention, incidental low-level bilateral renal cyst, evidence of extensive atherosclerosis, probably also compromising renal arteries, but no documented stenosis back in 2024. Other abnormalities, aortas indicated above, prior procedure lower extremity. We discuss the treatment for the albumin in the urine is aggressive diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure control, as high lisinopril dose as tolerated, aggressive cholesterol management, already on aspirin and Plavix. He might benefit from further diabetes control with GLP-1 agonists like Ozempic. It's not clear to me by the description of the liver if there is or not fat deposits, although he will be at risk for metabolic-associated abnormalities of the liver. Also discuss at length with the patient and family member, plan to see him back in a year, end of dictation.